Hey, this is episode 4 of the Sam Backer Show, and today we're going to be looking at how you can create giveaway products that you can use to generate leads. Let's get going. Okay, so you'll probably know by now that one of the ways that top marketers generate leads, generate subscribers, get well known, is by giving away products. And they use what's called an opt-in page to do this. You've probably entered your name and your email into one of these forms before yourself, submitted it in order to get some information from that person that you found valuable, or to get something that you wanted. Sometimes this can happen in the form of a company giving away a coupon. It can sometimes happen in the form of someone giving information or a chapter of one of their books. It was a recent one that I saw, someone giving away a chapter of their book in order to get someone to opt in, become a subscriber of theirs, in the hope that then they were going to purchase the full version of the book after seeing that first chapter or that chapter that they had read. So this has been used now for a long, long period of time, and it's nothing new, but if you're just getting started online, you're trying to make sales, you're trying to get your brand out there, your name out there, yourself out there, your business, whatever it is, then you're probably in the situation where you're thinking, how on earth am I going to create one of these? So today what I wanted to do is I wanted to go through the strategy that I use every single time I create one of these giveaway products that makes the process really, really easy, especially if you're in the information space. It's a five-step process, and I think you're going to be happy once you've gone through it, because you'll know that hopefully it just makes it really clear. You know, sometimes you just need a step-by-step strategy for doing these things, and I haven't seen a step-by-step strategy for actually creating free products to give away that, you know, is really easy to follow, and I hope to give you that today by the end of this this podcast. So I'm going to take you back to the first one that I created in order to understand how this all happened. When I first got started online, one of the things that I was told is that I needed to generate leads if I wanted to get known, if I wanted to build a subscriber list, and essentially if I wanted to make money. At the time, I was looking at affiliate marketing. I was looking at online marketing. I was looking at selling my own products. So I was looking at all these different strategies, SEO, blogs, all of it, and decided to settle on this one concept because it seemed to me that it was quite easy and it was something that I could do. Create a product that I could then give away, generate a subscriber list. So I'm giving this product away to people that might be interested in this particular product. And then after that, I'm essentially doing affiliate marketing or selling them products that I have. So what I did is I immediately sat down and I started looking at what I could possibly sell. And after a few hours of going through different ideas and going over things, I realized probably one of the better opportunities that I had was actually to use what I had been doing with local businesses. At the time, I was a consultant, and I decided that I'd write a strategy down on what I had observed in local businesses doing with Facebook, and what opportunities there are for people who, or there were, for people that were online marketers to actually utilize this and make money through this. So I essentially was looking at what other people were doing and writing a guide based on what I had observed and introducing someone to something that would probably work. And I actually tested this out myself later on. It did work. Phew. And my wife, my girlfriend, when I met her back then, I eventually met Eva, and she was actually running her own social media agency at that time because Facebook and social media had got a lot bigger. So what I did is I sat down, I took photos and screenshots of different things that I was observing on Facebook. So one of the things that I was observing is that these pages that were on Facebook that had weird names. I'm not sure if you remember this, but way back in the day when Facebook was first beginning, a lot of the different pages popular pages that would spread were pages that had really weird names or really weird fan groups. Like, for example, one of the ones that I remember was a cause to get someone back on TV. One of the TV presenters that had said something ridiculous on TV got booted off TV. And there was a Facebook page created for his fans to get him back on TV. I remember there was like a cat lovers group. There was a dog lovers group. People were actually able to monetize these in different ways as well back then, which is crazy. But basically, the concept was you create a page that a lot of people can like because this stuff is still really new. And then what would happen is that it would spread, and then, you know, people would like it. And if you were a business, there was actually a way that you could do this and get people's attention to your business. You could actually create one of these pages as the business that kind of relates to your business. And then you can get a lot of eyeballs looking at your business or your website or whatever you're trying to promote, coupons, whatever it was. So I basically wrote a book on what I observed from this. It was about a 12-page book. It had screenshots. It had different people that were doing this over Facebook. And then I had at the end a strategy for how I was selling different services to companies myself at the time, and how this could actually be packaged up as a service and sold to a company. Okay, you could actually do social media marketing. It didn't have a name at the time, I don't think, but it's essentially what I was selling, a book on how to do a particular strategy over Facebook, and then a thing about, you know, how to go and sell this to businesses once you'd learned it and had proven that you could do it. It wasn't bad, but the thing is, I wasn't that confident in it. And I had originally really wanted to sell it. I wanted to sell something like it, but I wasn't confident enough in my information, and I was nervous at the time. I wasn't sure about what I was doing. So I decided to instead put it on an opt-in page and start to give it away. So I basically put it on an opt-in page, and then I started writing blogs. I started distributing content around the web. I created a few YouTube videos. I'm still embarrassed if you find those. I'll be very embarrassed if you find those. Essentially me sitting in front of the computer talking about this this book that I was giving away. And nothing was really working. I just couldn't get my book out there. But what happened is I found one particular traffic source where I gave this book away, and then everything started to happen for me. People loved the information. I generated about 3,000 leads within the space of a couple of weeks. And that was the first real success and the big, you know, the biggest breakthrough that I had when it came to getting myself online, because it changed my approach completely. I suddenly understood that, hey, I could make money potentially online because I was generating leads. I had people's attention. All I needed to do was then find something to sell. I had people asking me to create more information about Facebook because they didn't know how to create accounts on Facebook. Facebook was still very new. No one knew how to create a page on Facebook. And then that opened the door for me to create a product. Now, there's a much easier way of doing this than what I did back then, but things were still very new to me. And you're able to do this now in many different ways. And there are so many different opportunities now, so many different ways of making money online, that you really have a good opportunity to do this and give away your information. So my 5-point plan for you is that, number one, start with your overall product plan. So what I do now that speeds up this entire process, that makes it far easier than what I did before, and means that I know for a fact that I will be successful with what I'm giving away, and I can be confident in that, is I'll actually pull up a mind map. I use MindMeister. What I'll do is I'll lay out a particular niche that I'm in. So for example, if you want to sell a product on fitness, or if you want to sell a product, or you've identified that you want to sell a particular product in the dog training space, whatever it is, as you're learning that topic, as you're specializing it, because we all start somewhere, add different points onto a mind map of the skills and the things that you're learning about that particular niche. This is what I do for all of the niches that I'm in. As I'm going through training, as I'm learning different things, as I'm actioning different things, I'm creating a mind map, and I'm creating a picture for myself of how everything looks and operates within this particular niche. So for example, outsourcing was a recent one I did. We have a lot of outsourcing that we do, obviously, in our business, but I am still learning a lot about outsourcing, and I was learning a lot about outsourcing last year. And what I was doing is, as I was learning all this information, I was laying it out into a mind map. And as I found new information out, I sort of thought about where it would be positioned in this mind map, and, you know, whereabouts it fit, you know, fitted in the whole scheme of things. So I would try to make it as structured as possible and try and organize everything as to where it should be in this mind map. It's kind of difficult to show visually, but I've on the Igloo app blog, you'll actually be able to see a visual map of that product that I put together. And basically, I laid out everything that I'd possibly know or that I could know about outsourcing. And as I was doing that, I was learning and basically putting this information up as I learned it. So if you've got information, knowledge, and you're here about a particular niche that you want to be entering into, you want to get that information out of your head. And the reason that you want to do that is it's less cluttered, it's clear on the screen what you know. And also, if there are things that you don't know, you can identify that you don't know those things. And if you find something that you don't know, you can add it onto the mind map, put a note there that you need to learn more about it, then you can go out and learn more about it. And then you've got that knowledge, you can add it to the mind map, structure it, and it's a great way to get a full understanding of a particular niche or a particular area that you want to release a product into. It works with whether you're creating training about how to succeed on WordPress, or whether you're trying to create a website for the first time, or whether you're trying to, you know, lose some weight because it's you know, you're in the fitness space, or whether you're you know, in the health space. This works in any sort of niche where there is a training-based product attached to it. So I lay out everything. Then step number two is I want to be able to give away something before I actually launch the product, before I create the product, because I want to see and I want to engage my audience and find out more information about my audience. The reason you don't want to create your product right away is that you might find that the product is incorrect or it doesn't have all the information that people would want in that product, and it doesn't include some of the questions that people are asking. So I lay out all the information on my map, but I don't actually create the product yet. What I do is I then look at the mind map and I ask myself, within my knowledge, within the knowledge that I have right now about this particular niche, what is one strategy or one part of this that I can take and I can unplug and I can create a free giveaway product about that's going to be really attractive, attention grabbing, and solves one of the biggest problems for people in that particular niche. Now, for outsourcing, an example of this, outsourcing, you'll know, is basically, if you've got different tasks that need to be completed in your business, it's paying people to do those tasks so you don't have to do them. And outsourcing is all about systems. It's all about finding the right people, all that type of information. One of the major questions that I identified that people wanted to know about outsourcing, though, was they wanted to know about how they could find someone to do tasks for them, specialized tasks, for $2 per hour. And it sounds like a crazy thing because most of us, you know, where we live in different countries, New Zealand, for example, has a minimum wage of about $13 per hour, New Zealand dollars. The US, most people work for a certain amount over there, and there's also tips and all this other stuff. However, when you've got places like the Philippines, for example, or other countries, even Russia, for example, you know, you've got different currencies, you've got a different standard of living, you've got different cost to live as well, a different cost of living. And, over here where I live in Russia, the cost of living is a lot lower than New Zealand. So as a result, people work for a lot lesser amount. So what I did is I basically put together a strategy. I took out what I thought would be the one biggest thing that would be, first of all, the most attractive and attention-grabbing thing. Secondly, something that I can easily teach that has a result at the end of it that's not attached to someone having to do too much work, you know, that they can get results with that very easily. They go to the sites that I suggest. They can use my templates in order to find the right person they're looking for. And I had like a reference list of different jobs that that person might be able to do and what jobs you can typically outsource for about $2 per hour. So I put that into a guide. I gave that away. It's going to get people results. I knew that. So what I did is I packaged it up, put a headline on it that was really attractive, how to find people who will do skill tasks for you for, you know, $2 per hour. So anyone who's looking to, you know, who's doing a particular thing in their niche, they want to outsource it, they would be interested in this. A broad market. It actually appeals to a very broad market. So I was able to then create a giveaway product for that. And then you've got that product, once you've done that, to give away. And this will work with any niche. You want to take something that's attractive. You want to take something that has a clear, I guess you can call it hook, and I'll do more on hooks later on. But if you can think of a hook, something that has a hook, that also doesn't have a end result that's attached to something that'll take people a long time. You want to make sure the end result of this guide that you're giving away is easy for people to do, because when something is easy for people to do and they can actually get a result out of it at the end and you've given that away, then they're going to like you a whole lot more, and it's going to have a whole lot more value as well, not only for them but for you as well, because they're most likely going to go and purchase more information from you in the future, or pay more attention to you at least if you've been able to teach them how to do something that has an easy attainable end result, or if they can see that, hey, it's possible for me to do this, I know that, I know this strategy now, this is something new that I didn't know before, that's great, I like this information, I'm going to, you know, invest in this course, I'm going to invest more money with this in this particular thing. So that's what you want to do. You then want to go ahead and you want to package the information up in a way that's easily consumable. So you know you want to write a product or create a product, a guide on this, then how are you actually going to create that guide? So my strategy for actually writing and completing the product itself is that I'll take my mind map, I will highlight the parts of that mind map that fit into what it is that I'm going to be giving away. I then put those into a Word document and I start to write. The reason that I start to write instead of creating videos right away on this or doing how-to videos is because it helps me to get all of the information onto the page out of my head, so I know that I have all of the information on the page and there's no questions that are unresolved. I find that if I was to start doing videos right away, then I'm going to miss things, things will be unorganized, and for me, I really want things to be as organized as possible so this product can be picked up by anyone and can be understood without many questions being asked. So what I do is I lay it out, I write a guide, and I write a book. Now that guide, it usually takes me between 2 and 7 days to create, depending on how long it is and how large it is. If you want to, you can actually find someone to outsource this to, if you can find someone that's an expert in that field, depending on what you're trying to teach within this guide. But if you're doing it yourself, you want to do it on the cheap, you want to save some money doing it, as I wanted to when I was first getting into the space, then you can write it yourself, you can put all the information out there, and if you need to do research on anything that you're unsure about, Google is your best friend. It's very easy to find information. If there's anything that needs to be made up, that will basically make up for what you don't have in your head or knowledge that you don't have already, you can Google it. You can then go ahead and put that into your Word document, whatever you're writing with, and then you'll have that there, and it makes up for the information that you don't necessarily know. So you can do that and write it out. Then what I would do is, once I'd actually packaged up that that guide, number four is that I want to go ahead and I want to make this as attractive as possible. So that's when you're going to start thinking of a headline. That's when you're going to start thinking about what branding is going to be put on this product. You might want to put a footer on the product. You might want to purchase a domain at that stage and create a logo. You can actually, there's free logo generators that are available online. One of the free logo generators that is out there, I believe you can just probably search free logo generator and you'll be able to find it. There's also a cover creator you can use, which is postermywall.com. That's poster as in like poster on the wall, postermywall.com. And you can actually create a free graphic, because when you're giving away a product, you want it to seem like it's valuable. You don't want to have just, hey, I'm giving away this guide. It's not as real for people as actually showing them a digital version of a physical book. So you want to go ahead and you want to create a physical guide. You want to package it up, have some logos and branding attached to it. And again, you can do that for free at postermywall.com. If you are someone who is, you know, you have a website, you have traffic, you're creating your first giveaway product for your already audience, and you already have an online business, then you'll probably want to get a designer to do this for you, so it looks that extra bit professional and fits in with your branding, because this stuff does make a difference, especially to, you know, when you're going to be asking someone eventually for some money for something that you have, especially if it's related to training. You're going to want to make sure that they see quality all the way through, not only in the information you have, but also in the perceived value that is created with the design and the branding of your product itself. That perceived value is really important, because half the obstacle these days is actually to get people to open up and read the book itself. And the more attractive that you can make your book look, the more chance that people are actually going to open up and read it, right? I tend to think so anyway. So it helps from that perspective as well, the perceived value as well. So you definitely want to do that. At this stage, then what I usually do is I actually will export the document to a PDF and I will send it to someone that I know who would be interested in this thing that I'm creating. And I ask them, is everything clear in here? Can you do me a massive favor and can you read through this? And can you write down any questions in your head that weren't clear within this guide? Is there anything out here that you feel was missing that would prevent you from being able to do what is laid out in this guide? And at the moment, the usual person I send this to is my sister. I send it to someone who doesn't have any experience in the area, or as little as possible, but some interest in it. And the reason I do that is I want to make sure, I don't want to send it to someone that has knowledge in that area, because it's just not as good, because they'll come from a perspective of knowing a lot. They're not your average audience, probably. You want to find your average audience, or the average person that will be downloading this book. So I find that's my sister usually. So I'll send it out to her, or if you've got a friend or someone like that who has little to no experience about this, but enough to kind of get what you're going for, that'll also help. You just want to find someone who is your average audience, basically. That's probably the easiest way to put it without making it complicated and difficult. And then finally, what you want to do is you want to go ahead and you want to put that guide, you want to put the guide on a giveaway page, and you want to get an opt-in form. So when someone goes ahead and they want to download your free guide, they're able to go to an opt-in page that you've created, and we'll be doing a separate session on opt-in pages later on. But basically, you want to create a page, igloo.app.com. This is a software we've developed that'll create these pages really, really easily for you. You barely have to do any design. You just have to enter in your text, you can add in your image of your book, and you're ready to go, connect it up to your autoresponder. your email marketing software, and we even have like a built-in lead capture inside of Igloo, so you can, you know, you don't even need an autoresponder immediately to start generating people who are downloading your book and putting them into your subscriber list. So basically you can then create an opt-in page and start funneling people through to your package. So that essentially is how we do it. That's essentially what we do. For every single product I create, I use mind maps. I find them really, really useful. I lay out the information, I write it first, and then this is something else that I do as well, is once I've got all that information on a page, there's nothing stopping you from then creating one of those sections, one of the parts in your mind map that wasn't in the free giveaway guide, and actually offering that as an upgrade or a purchase after someone's actually subscribed to your guide. Then that allows you to make some money as you're generating leads. And once you've got a giveaway product up and running, the only thing that you really need, the only obstacle to your success in being able to have people added to your subscriber list, is that you just need from that stage traffic. And traffic, it becomes surprisingly easy. You'd be surprised once you've actually set everything up. A lot of people worry and they don't actually set everything in place. They don't create their guide, they don't create their opt-in page because they're worried about the full picture, they're worried about traffic. Now you want to tackle each step individually, and the first step before you even consider traffic is figuring out, if you're wanting to generate leads, how are you going to do it? And the best way to generate leads is by creating something of value that people will want, you can give away in exchange for that person's information. So I hope this has been useful. I hope you've learned a lot today. For me today, I'm in the process right now of actually to do a recap of what's been happening over here. We've got a big deadline that we just fulfilled today for a project we're working on relating to JVZoo Academy. And that information for JVZoo Academy is going to come pretty soon. Actually, we've got a new software we're working on relating to JVZoo Academy, and then I've got a meeting tomorrow. I managed to crash the car, so I've got a meeting tomorrow to get the car fixed, hopefully. And then as well in town, we've got hopefully we're going to be testing out this new builder that we have with Igloo app. Within about 6 weeks, I hope that we'll have Igloo app rolled out, and I've done a lot to do with that. But it's been challenging getting to the stage. We're almost there with both of these software, but that's what online marketing is. You know, it's a challenge. Every day is a challenge, but it's a very rewarding challenge when you overcome, or it's rewarding when you overcome those challenges, if that kind of makes sense. Awesome. Well, thanks for listening today. I hope this was useful. I hope it's given you some information. As always, you can find us on YouTube, youtube.com/Sam Becker. I'm working on a new website at the moment to put these podcasts as well, sambecker.com. There isn't much there now, but very soon we're going to be having a lot of articles, a lot of blogs, a lot of information, videos that are available from this. So if you're watching this and you're listening to this in the future, which hopefully some people are, hopefully this people are still listening to this in the future, then you can probably go to sambecker.com and you'll see a new website up there, hopefully, and if everything went well and according to plan. And so thank you once again for listening. This is Sam Becker, is part of the Sam Becker Show, and I'll talk to you again soon. See you later.